Hey, Rav Ossi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is my daf Yud Beis. I hope everybody's feeling well. We're here at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about seven lines up. At the end of the line, Merion Brei de Rovin. The story goes like this. Yesterday, well, we finished off by saying, we started the second parak, and we pointed out that if someone has a shutfus, if someone has a partnership, or let's say they own a pair of oxen together, so if one of them, Rechman al-Islam, becomes an avil, so or something happens or whatever it is that they can't do malacha, right? So we said on the one hand, right, a person's not allowed to do malacha, but if you're going to cost your partner money by not sending your cow out there to do the work, for example, so then that is mutter. So the Gemara just tells a story now. Merion brei deravin, Umar brei deravacha, brei derava. Those are two people, right? Merion and Mar. Okay, so. Havalehu Gamla, right? They had a pair of Gamla the Torah Bahadi Adadi, right? They had a pair of oxen. Torah is right, Tuf and Shin are interchangeable, so in Aramaic to Hebrew, so they had a couple of cows, a couple of oxen. Right, Isra be Milsa b'Ma'ar Brei deRav Acha Brei deRava uPaske leGamlei. Right, so unfortunately, right, Mar right became an Avel, so he didn't send right his ox out to work with the ox of Marion. So Amar Vashi said, Gavar Rabba, Kamar Brei deRav Acha Avid Hachi. Really, did Mar really do this? He's a great person. How could he do this? I need to lift Sidei Didei Lochayish, Acherin Lochayish. Okay, Seder, he's not concerned about his own loss, but what about other people's loss?
Well, that's the problem.
Sorry. Okay. Vatayi, there was another brisa. Ayu muskarer no muchkarer nitzel acherim. Yasu, right? Again, if you're going to cause someone else to lose money, so you can do the malacha. You can send out the animal. So why didn't he? So who saw Adam Chashev shiny? Because he felt that Adam Chashev is different. That if people see an Adam Chashev sending his animal out to work, they'll assume that it's always mutter when he's an avel, and he was concerned that people would learn from this. The Rishonim discussed whether he would have to actually pay for the loss incurred to Marion, but okay, that's a discussion for another time. Amar Shmuel says, Mekabli Kibolis, let's say you have a worker that is paid, the Kibolis, a Kablanus, right, as they say, a Kablan, right, nowadays in Israel is someone who's in charge of, let's say, a project, of a Kablan, really, it's probably more accurate, right, usually in terms of repairing a house or building, doing some sort of like renovations. But either way, a Kibolis is basically a code phrase, or it means that someone is hired to do a job. I mean, he's not hired to work a specific amount of hours or days. Build me a house, all right, build me a table. Plow my field, etc., etc. So, betocha tchum aser, chutz l'tchum moter. Depending on where this guy, again, we're assuming it's a guy, if you're going to do malacha, on a chol hamoed, so if it's inside the tchum, if it's inside the tchum of the city, then it's going to be aser, because we don't want people to think, right, that they're doing work for you, right, and people to think that the goy is doing work for the Jew, right? Again, just in terms of the halachos of Amir La'akum, I feel like a bit underrated. It's not just completely carte blanche mutter for a goy to do malacha for a Jew. In fact, if the goy is doing malacha directly for a Jew, for example, on Shabbos, here we're talking about Chol HaMoed, but if a goy is doing malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, so the Jew really is not supposed to benefit from it if certain cases, if certain situations there are certain criteria that has to be met, but really a Jew should not benefit from a goy's malacha. So if it's doing inside the tchum, if it's done for the Jew, so if it's inside the tchum, inside the city, so that's going to be usher, right? People are going to think that the Jew is hiring a goy on Shabbos, right? Chutz l'tchum, but if it's outside the tchum where no one's going to see it, so then it is mutter, then there's no issue. Amar Papa says, afilu chutz l'tchum, even if it's outside the tchum, which we said technically was mutter, lo amar ela daleka masa demakav lahasam. Right? That's only if there's no other city, masa, and no other town, no other neighborhood that's close to there. Aval ika masa demakav lahasam usher, but if something's close by, and there could be Jews seeing this, so then it's going to be usher. Amar of Masharshia, yechileka masa, right? And again, for adding on to that stipulation, to make it to be even more machmir, even if there is no town around, so nami lo amran elo shabbos is yom tovim. Right? All this we just said, that's mutter, is Shabbos yontif. Right? The loshchukhi inesh das lihasam. Not because it's more or less kadosh, but because Shabbos yontif, you don't have Jews traveling right outside of their tchum. So if there's no town in the neighborhood, so no Jews are going to see it. If it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it's going to be mutter. But on Chol HaMoed, the Shchichi Yinshei, Ve'ozli, Dazli Vyasu, right? But if on Cholamayu, when people do go back and forth and travel, sorry, I read that very poorly. And Shchichi Inish, Inshade Dazli Vyasu Lahasam, right? It's very common for people to go back and forth and travel to that town, right? So then it's going to be Usr, because again, you're going to think that the Jew hired the guy to do malacha for him straight up on Cholamayu. Marzutra Breder of Nachman, Banule Apadna, Barzutra Breder of Nachman had someone build him a padna, some sort of palace, just sort of a mansion or whatever. So Mekabli Kibolas Chutzitchum, and it was a situation where it was he paid him to do the job, and it was outside the tchum. Nikla Rav Safa Rav Huna Bar Chinna came, I guess, to see the new house. But they wouldn't go in because again, Pasha says it was done on Shabbos. It was done on Cholamoid. It was Cholamoid. It was done on Shabbos. Doesn't say. I would assume it's on Cholamoid, but okay. I don't see. All right. Either way. Okay. I don't see. I'm not sure if it's Shabbos or Cholamoid. It was Cholamoid. But okay. Either way, it could be maybe perhaps Shabbos. So I guess it really depends, right? Again, on if they didn't go in, right? Pasha, it was one of the scenarios that we just explained before that it was ushered to do. So Vigadamri, Hunami lo al begave. So some people said that even Mar Sutra himself, that who had that thing built, who had that mansion or that palace built, he also wouldn't go in himself. I Vamer Shmuel. Well, one second, Mekalikibos, but what we just learned. That if it's outside the tchum and no one's seeing it, so it's mutter. So Adam Chashev Shiny. So the Gemara answers because Mar Zutra was an Adam Chashev. So therefore, people are going to think, right? Again, apparently, if they would find out, and people would go in, they would realize that it was built on Shabbos or Cholamoid, and then it would be usher, and they would think it's mutter, and really it's not. Some people say Siyua Saya. B'tivna b'hadayhu. Then actually, Mar Zutra had supplied some of the tevin, tivna, but the tevin, the straw, right? That's what the Jews made in Mitzrayim, right? Paro stopped giving them tevin, right? And the Jews had to go get the tevin, right? And so anyways, he supplied them with the straw for the bricks, right? But when they built it on, let's say, Shabbos, so then he didn't realize that's not what he wanted, so he wouldn't actually go inside of it. But if Chama Shara Lahu, La'ab negare debe reish galusa lenevedlu avidta b'cholad emoado. Rav Chama allowed the people who built tables for the reish galusa to do that right on cholamoyed. So Amar, he said, it came into agar lo kal shakli, since they're not taking a salary, shurushi deka mesharshule. Right, so it's really right. It's only. It's not getting a salary straight up. It's right. The benefit is for themselves. It's kind of like not a straight benefit. For Les Lamban, there's no issue. Right? There's no problem because again, it's not. They're not being paid for the actual work. They're being paid to be available, right? To be in the house, right? And it wasn't pay as if it's paying them to do work in Cholamoid. Tana Rabbanan with under Bresa Mekabim Kibolas B'Moed Lasos of Achar HaMoed U'V'Moed Aser. Right, that a person is allowed to get a job to do after, meaning a guy is allowed. You're allowed to hire a guy to do a job for you after Cholamoid, but not on Cholamoid. And Kel Shadavar, and this is the rule, right? As again we've pointed out, Kol Shu Osa Omer LaNachri V'Osa V'Kol Sheino Osa Omer LaNachri. Meaning anything that's mutter for a Jew to do, he can tell a goy to do. Anything that's not mutter for a goy to do, for a Jew to do, he is not allowed to tell a goy to do. Tani Yiduch, another brisa says, Mekabim kibolos b'moed lasos achar amoid. Again, this is what you said. You're allowed. Another brisa says you're allowed to hire a goy to do a work for you after chol amoid. U'bavash lo yimdor v'lo yishko v'lo yimna. As long as he doesn't do any of the preparatory work, right, the measuring or the weighing or the counting, right, just like he does all the time, right, preparing for a job, right, on a weekday. Tana Rabbanan with another brisa. Ein mar bein behema b'chol shemoyed. He cannot mate animals on a cholamoyed. Keotzibo ein mar bein b'chor v'lepsuim mekdashin. And mating is considered to be avoda. Again, the reason is because you're not allowed to work. Animals not also not allowed to work, and this is considered to be, right, work. mating is considered to be work, and therefore animals that are not allowed to be worked, like a bechor, like psulim mikdashin, right, are also not allowed to be mated. Tani idach, what do we learn? Another brisa says in marbiyin behema b'chol shamoid. Right, again, same halacha. You're not allowed to mate animals in cholamoid. Rabbi Yehuda omer chamora shetava marbiyin alei zachar. But if you have a female donkey who is interested in mating, so then you are allowed to bring a male. Right, b'shvil shalat distanim, because we don't want her to cool off. And again, Rashi explains that. Basically, that will make it harder for her to mate again, so it's considered to be a dover of it. Bishar called the hemos machnisim son of bikaros, and other animals you can just kind of bring them into pens, right, and they'll do what they do on their own. Turn about with another brisa. In medayrin, you're not allowed to bring animals into a specific field in order to put in zevel, Rashi says, or to drop manure, right, to manure the field. Right, you can't do that on any of those days. But if it happened. But obviously, animals go to the bathroom, and then there's manure all over the place. Right, so then that is motor. They mess sayino son, but you can't like help them. Right, you can't meaning move them from one area to the next. Vein motion lahem shomer lenaris tzonam, and you can't have a shepherd or a guard right to take care of this stuff. Hayasachar Shabbos is skir chodesh skir shana skir shavua. If there was a guy who was there in charge of dropping manure on the field, either once a week or once a month or once a year or once every 7 years. Or maybe that was his job, well, not once necessarily, but like let's say that was his job to do it for a week or for a month or for a year or for 7 years. So then you can help him. Most from the Shomer the Nair Sitzono, then you can actually hire a guard to help him do that because again he's just doing it on Shabbos for his own sake, right? He has a job to do it once a week or once a month, right? It's not your business. It's not you don't care that he does it on Shabbos, and he just happens to be doing it because that's whatever day he chose. So that's not him doing malacha for you. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Shez, b'Shabbos b'tova, b'yomtov b'mzonos, and b'moi b'sachar. That on Shabbos, right, you can have him do this work for you, to do the manuring, etc. If he's just, doing you a favor. You can't, but not that you're paying him. On yomtov, you can give him food, but you can't actually pay him, but on cholamoid, you can even pay him. Okay, Omer, Rabbi Yosef, hilchasak, Rabbi, the halacha is like Rabbi. Okay, now the second mishnah of the parak is similar to the first mishnah, right? The mishnah we had yesterday, if you remember, the question is whether if you already started the process of crushing olives and then something happened, Rechamal Islan, in the middle of that process, right, how much of it are you allowed to save? And Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was Machmir, Rabbi Yossi said you could do the rest of it normally because it's a Devar HaAvid, you're going to lose it. So we have the same Machlokes basically with wine. If you have wine in the what do you, literally means in the pit, but in the wine press. A person became an ovel or some sort of ones, some sort of issue. Oshayi too, or the workers didn't show up, if you remember. Zolei v'gomer v'gafka darko. You can continue doing whatever you want normally. Different every osi, you can finish the whole process on your own. Rabbi Yehuda omer, right? Osa lo limudim b'shul shel yachmetz. You can make some sort of covering. Limudim Rashi says is like a covering. If you look at some sort of covering, right, just a kind of like a makeshift covering, right, to make sure that it doesn't go into doesn't make it vinegary, right, so the wine doesn't go bad, but you can't actually finish the process as normal. And the Gemara says immediately utzricha. We need both mishnayos. We need both examples. Diyesh mein kamaisa. If you would have only told me the example, the first mishnah we had yesterday by oil. But he come Rabbi Yossi. Maybe that's when Rabbi Yossi says it's motor. You can do it normally. Mishum the mishka nafib seidim, because oil apparently was more expensive than wine, and there was a big loss. As tremendous hefsed if you lose all the oil. Avachamra by wine the low nafish seidim that it wouldn't be such a great loss. So ima modile Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he would agree that it's usher in this case by wine. The imash mina basrais. And if you only have the mission about wine, so he come Rabbi Yehuda. You would have thought that maybe Rabbi Yehuda is only over here. That by wine he only says that it's also because it's not really hefzer meruba. But by oils, I'm a mother of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, maybe you would have thought that since it's hefzer meruba, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yossi, so therefore tzricha. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, man tama tana shinu b'moi b'devar avid. So the loka Rabbi Yossi, who's the one? Again, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba just points out that who's the one that says if you have a devar avid, something you're going to lose business on chol hamoed, you need a shinoi, you need to do the malacha with some sort of shinoi. So it's not Rabbi Yossi, because again, in both mishnayos, Rabbi Yossi allows you to finish the process without any issues. Am Rabbi Yossi, Malacha Rabbi Yossi, and sure enough, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Boi min ei, maybe Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, they asked the following shayla, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ma'u l'meisha chavisa de shichra b'chol ha'demo'ada. What about beer? Can you close up a barrel of beer on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Lahu, he said to him, Sinai Amar Halacha Rabbi Yossi. It wasn't, that's not Halacha Moshe Sinai, that's Rabbi Yosef's nickname, who just said Halacha like is like Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yosef, whose nickname is Sinai, Kumar says that specifically by the end of Horios, where they're debating what type of Talmud Chacham is better. It's someone who has a tremendous breadth of knowledge, or someone who is Oker Harim, so who uproots mountains with their analytical, but maybe is not so perhaps well versed in all of Torah. So the Gemara discusses that Rav Yosef was called Sinai. So that was his nickname because he just knew everything. Fine. So meaning that he says that Allah is like Rav Yosef, meaning implying that you could seal up this barrel of wine. So Gemara just points out, so they just said Imad Amar Rav Yosef Bechamra, right? Bishchor Me Amar, right? We had two cases in the Mishnah. We had oil and we had wine, right? What about beer? So the Gemara says, well, Chamra Time Amai. What's the reason? By wine, the Rabbi Yosef says, "Mutter Mishum Dinafish Pseida," because it's a Hefsi Meruba. But Shechnami is Pseida. There's also a loss, right, by a beer. So Abaye says, "Amr Li Aim Bar Shis Save Visaya Mi Bar Timni Velosa Veloshaya." That beer, it's better to have a six Sa'ah, Bar Shis Save, right? But it's better to have six Sa'ah of beer and Vishaya, and it's closed up, than eight. Barrel, the eight saw, a barrel of eight saw, and that does not close up. Meaning that, yes, you do see that the beer loses quality if it's not closed. So, therefore, right again, the Pasha says that since it's a hefsid, Rabbi Yossi would allow you to finish that process. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, Hilchos Mo, okay, a little bit of a different, not a different topic, but a kind of switching gears a little bit. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, Halachos Moed Kehilchos Kutim Behalacha. The halachos of Chol HaMoed are like the halachos of Kutim. Now, what does that mean? Again, the Kutim were a nation that were brought into Eretz Yisrael by, not the Syrians, but the Assyrians, Reuben, Sancheriv, etc. And after, right, kind of, when they took out the 10 tribes, kind of brought in these Kutim, right, just kind of mix up all the nations. Sancheriv felt that would be, make it less likely people would revolt. So anyway, the Gemara explains that the Kutim did convert to Judaism after they were getting wrecked by lions and stuff. But the question is, they weren't so firm. Like Gemara debates and elsewhere whether they were actually converts or they were just afraid of the lions. But long story short, their Yiddishkeit, their frumkeit was not so great, and they held random halachos. Meaning, where they held the halachos, they held, and you could trust the kuti on whatever halachos they held. But there was no logic necessarily to the halachos that they held. It just they happened to hold some things and not other things. So, which is, honestly, you could probably say about certain societies in Judaism nowadays. Many, many societies, perhaps. All right, either way. So that was the deal with the Kutim. So when he says the halachas of Chol HaMoed are like the halachas of Kutim, it means that they're, I don't say illogical, but they don't follow a certain pattern. I mean, you can't just like assume one thing to the next. And the Gemara says, Malay halachasa, what are you teaching me about that? So I'm Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Amar Rav, Lomar Shema Kuros, to say they're like a woman who does not have children. In Lamedos is right. You shouldn't learn Zoom Mizu. You can't learn one from the next. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says Zovsin Kuzta, Vein Zovsin Chavisa. Shmuel says you can use pitch to line a Kuzta. A Kuzta is like a little bottle on the Chol HaMoed, but you can't use that. You can't do that for a barrel. And Rav Dimi Minarada Amar says the opposite. The Zovsin Chavisa, Vein Zovsin Kuzta. Well, you can use it to coat this big barrel, but you can't use it to coat a small bottle. So what's going on over here? So Mar Chayish L'Pseidu, Mar Chayish L'Tircha. One of them is Rav Dimi, or the one who says the first time. Rav Dimi said no, that's the second one. Sorry, Rav Dimi Min Arda should be Rav Shmuel, right? Right, who's concerned for Pseida? Right, Rav Dimi said that you can do the barrel, so that he's concerned for Pseida. He's concerned for a great loss. If you have a Hefsi Meruba, if you have a lot of loss of funds or whatever, so then you can do the Malacha. So he says that you can coat the barrel. And Umar Chayish L'Tircha, and Rav Shmuel says, no, you cannot do something that is tremendous Tircha. So therefore you can coat a bottle, which is not a lot of work, but you can't coat the barrel. But again, you see that they're competing... They're competing interests here, they're competing rules, and they don't necessarily jive with one another. Amar Abayi says, Naktina, we learned, Hilchos Moed ke Hilchos Shabbos. Not like the Kutim, but Halachos HaChol HaMoed is like Halachos HaShabbos. How so? Yishmem Pater HaVelaser, Yishmem Mutar L'Chachila. Some things are Pater HaVelaser, right, meaning your Pater, what that means here, that you're Pater from Malkus. Again, at the beginning of the Sefta, I remember mentioning, there's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether the Halachos doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is deraisa derabanan, but even if you hold it as deraisa, so it's learned from it's a lav shebeklalos. I mean, it's learned from other psukim. It's included in a couple other limudim, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, long story short, you're not going to get malchus for doing malacha on Chol HaMoed regardless. So it's either pater l'avalaser or mutar l'chachila. Now, obviously, on Shabbos, there's a third category that's chayav skila. Obviously, we don't have that. That's not what he's talking about. He's just saying that sometimes it's pater l'avalaser, that's an isser, and sometimes the things are totally mutar. Okay. Ravuna chatz dulei chatz da b'moada. Ravuna kind of they took a reaping to his field on Chol HaMoed. They reaped his field. Ezri Rabba bar Ravuna the Ravuna. So Rabba, right, asked his father Ravuna, right, again, that was his field. So he said, one second. He said, Tochna kemach b'moed the tzarech ha-moed, v'shalo tzarech ha-moed aser. Right, you can grind flour for use on Chol HaMoed, but you can't if you're not going to use it. Right, Dabar ha-avud, sha'avud b'moed, mutar l'aser b'moed, Dabar she'no avud b'moed aser. Right, and Dabar ha-aved is mutar, something you're going to lose is mutar, but if you're not going to lose it, so then it's aser. Right, so b'med dvar amurim b'tlushim in akarka. When is that? That's only if things are not right attached to the ground. Avam machuva l'karka. But if it is on the ground, tafil kula avad aser. You could, even if you lose the whole thing, it's still aser. V'mein lo mayochal. But if you have nothing to eat, then kotzer amamer v'dasher zora bora tochein. Then you can do all the malachos. Then you can do whatever you want. Ubavach lo yadosh b'paros. As long as you don't bring cows. So again, the pashas is that again the only reason, the only way you'd be able to reap your field, Ravuna, Abba, right, it was his son, right? Rabba, his son, was asking, the only way you'd be able to reap your field, according to this brisa, is if you have literally no food. So, Amalei said to him, Yichidahi, that brisa is just a das yachid, is a single opinion. Velos Trela Kabase, we don't hold like that. At the time, he was going there, brisa, call Amar Rabishim Gamliel, Mishim Rabbi Yossi. Davra atalosh menakarka afilu mitzasu avud motor. Right, if something is right detached, so then even you're only going to lose a little bit, then it's motor. Amechuba lekarka afilu kula avud aser. Again, then that's again it's Rabbi Yossi that's saying this shita that even if you lose the whole thing and it's attached to the ground, you can't do it. But that's again that's only Rabbi Yossi. That's not everybody else, and we don't hold like that. The Gemara says, Vira, well, if you're telling me that this is Rabbi Yossi's shita, that can't be. That doesn't make sense because what did our brises say? But yadush nami paros. Right, our brises said that you can't do it if it's all connected to the ground. If you have nothing to eat, you can do it, but you can't bring cows. Now, why can't you bring cows? Right? Well, you can't bring cows because presumably you can't bring cows because you need to reap or do all the malachos with a shinoi. Now, if you remember from the beginning of today's daf, Rabbi Yossi says you don't need a shinoi. Avi Rabbi Yossi, you should not be a part of it. You should be able to use the cows, the oxen. Right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, man tana shinoi b'moi b'davar aved, lo Rabbi Yossi. It's not in the local Rabbi Yossi. It's not Rabbi Yossi who says that you need a shinoi. So Amar Lecha, it's a resumini Rav Huna said back to him, it's a hachanami, right? That in a hachanami. But that's not why we're saying that you're misunderstanding the fact that the cows, that's not why we can't bring the oxen into the equation. Came to Chol Yom Alav Daish Beparos Daishi, right? Ha'idna Nami Alav Shinoyu. He said, no, that because the cows, bringing the cows is not bringing the oxen is not a shinoy. Because normally, right, he would not use oxen to plow, reap, or whatever it is. So not bringing the oxen, right, is not going to be a shinoi. The only reason that the brisa says you can't bring the oxen is because it's going to make a lot of noise, and the people are going to think that it's going to be, you're allowed to work in Chol HaMoed. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, right? It doesn't go against his other Shita that says you don't need a shinoi, right? And that could be Rabbi Yossi Shita, right? And you don't pull like him. That's how Rav Huna was allowed to plow his field on Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabbi will learn the brisa. Tochnen b'moed, you can grind flour, again, which kind of mentions this. We just mentioned this. Ish. Sorry about that. Tochnen b'moed l'tzorech ha-moed. You can grind flour for use on Chol HaMoed. V'lo l'tzorech ha-moed aser. If you're not going to use it on Chol HaMoed, then it is aser. V'im tochnen b'hosir. Hareza Mutter, but and if you ground a lot and then you had some left over for after Chol HaMoed, that's fine, meaning because you use some of it on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, the Brisa says, similarly, two more cases that are very similar. Kotzin Eitzin B'moed L'tzor HaMoed. You can cut firewood or trees or whatever it is for use on Chol HaMoed. B'shol L'tzor HaMoed Aser, but if it's for after Chol HaMoed, it's Aser. V'im Kotzin V'hosir Hareza Mutter, and if you had some left over, so that's fine, you can use them, right? It's not Aser. But similarly, Matilin Sheikhar B'moed L'tzor HaMoed, right? You can make beer for use on Chol HaMoed. Mishalot Torah Chamoed Aser, right? If it's for the after Chol HaMoed, it's Aser. Vim Hitil V'Hosir, right? So Harezim Mutter B'Vashal Yarim, right? It's Mutter as long as you don't play games with it. Now the obvious question would be, right? Usually you would normally expect the Gemara to launch immediately into some sort of Tzrichasa that you would need. Why do we need all three cases, right? We have a case. What is it? Beer, wood, and flour. So what's the deal? So again, it could very well be that there are various levels of need for these things. I mean, everybody needs flour. Most people need firewood. And even fewer people need beer. But those are various levels of what's it called? I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Ritva says that. But okay, either way. The Rishonim do talk about why you need all three cases. I don't remember any other reasons, to be honest, off the top of my head. And the Gemara does not address it. So let's just go right there. Or minhu, hold on 1 second. Ask Shaila Matilin Sheikhar Bamoid the Torah Chamoid, Vishlo Torah Chamoid Aser. You're allowed to make beer in Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed, but if it's after the Chol HaMoed, it's Aser. Echad Sheikhar Tamarim, Echad Sheikhar Sorim, whether it's date beer, which was much more common back in the day, or barley beer, which is obviously much more common nowadays. Vafel Pishiyesh Lo Yashan, right? Marim Mishosim in a Chadash. You can do this whole scam where even though you have old beer, you can kind of drink from the new beer, even though technically you have old beer. Meaning, again, the last thing we said, Bilvash Lo Yarim, you're not allowed to play a game with it, right? Kind of like, oh, look at this, I need more beer, even though you have already. Here, this price says that you are allowed to make more beer, even if you have already. So, Gemara says, Tanahi. Actually, it's Machlokes Tanahi. The Tanya is one of the Brisa. Eim Marim and Bekach, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Amar Marim, and it's Machlokes Tanahi, whether you are allowed to play a game with this halacha. Rav Chatzdu Lei Chatzda. Bechulu de Moada and Shemashmul of Ikbid. And so Rav, again, the people reaped the field of Rav on Chol HaMoed, and Shmuel was not so happy with this. Lema Shmuel ki chidas virale. Well, 1 second. We just learned that reaping the field is usher, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's das yachid, right? That's why Rav Huna was allowed to do it. So why would Shmuel be upset with the fact that Rav reaped his field? So the Gemara says, "Lo, not really. Chasda dechiti hava veloka delo hava hefsed, because he was upset because it wasn't a pseida, it wasn't hefsed meruba, but that it was the wheat, and he wouldn't have lost anything, right? Wheat stays, I guess, not that I know, but wheat stays. Right? If you could have left it for a week, it would have been fine. I have Rav my time out for the okay, if it wasn't a hefsed, so why did Rav reap? Why did Rav reap his field on Chol HaMoed? So in lo mayocha hava. So the Gemara says, because he didn't have any food." It's I the Shmuel lo siuma kame. Well, Shmuel didn't realize. Was it Ianami or Adam Chashuv Shiny? Or you can answer that Adam Chashuv right has to be more careful, right? That people are going to see and that he's doing the malacha. They're going to think that they can do the malacha. So that's why Shmuel was upset by the example that Rav was setting. Now, obviously, that you would imagine that if Rav had no food, right? He should have been able to reap his field. Right? And Rishonim, I think, if I'm not mistaken, discuss whether, according to the second answer, Rav still had no food, and still Shmuel was upset that he reaped his field because it should have gone to kind of get food through other means, or whether this disregarding the whole concept that maybe Rav actually did have food, and the question simply is whether Adam Chashuv should set a higher standard. Even if, you know, or not. Okay. Rav Yehuda Nesiah Nafak B'chumra Dimedusha. Rav Yehuda Nesiah kind of went out on wearing a ring of Madosh, with Madosh wood, apparently. V'ishti Maya De'achim Kaplei Arama. And he drank water that a guy had heated up. And Shama Rabbi Ami V'ikbir. And Rabbi Ami was not so happy with this. Amar Rav Yosef, my time at Ikbir, why was he upset? Imishem Chumrusa Dimedosha, if you're telling me that it's because of the ring. So Atanya, we learned that Hashirim Venizam Vatabaos, Rehein Kekola Kalim, Hanitlim Bechatzer, right? They're like all other Kalim, they can be moved, right, in the Chatzer. Again, they're Muktzah, but they can be moved, Letzorech mekomam, if they need, for whatever reason, to use them, or for if they need, let's say, the chair that the ring is on, so you can move it. So that can't be why he was upset. So imishav the ishti maya da achem kaplei arama. So if you tell me that he was upset because he drank this water heated up by a guy. So ha'amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rav kol shenachar kamoshu chai imishav bishulei nachrim. Well, there's no iser of bishul nachri because anything that's eaten raw, right, is not subject to the iser of bishul nachri. The only bishul nachri that is aser is if it would not be eaten as is. So if it's water, obviously that's drinking, whatever. People drink it normally and without heating, so it's not going to be aser because of bishul nachri. So what was the issue? So Gemara says adam chashuv shiny. Again, Adam Chashuv needs to hold himself to a higher standard, right? And because people are going to necessarily, even though technically things may be mutter, right? He has to make sure that people don't follow his example when they are less knowledgeable and they may not be aware that their situation is different. Amar Rav Chanan Amarav, and quotes it's Adam Dekel B'moed, a person can cut down a palm tree in Cholamayim, right? Alpha Pisha Ein. Even though he only needs the leftovers, even though he only needs the dust, like the sawdust of the wood, right? So light Allah Abaye, and Abaye was not happy with this, and he cursed this halacha, or any really Allah, right? Cursed on this, but he cursed anybody who would follow this halacha. Rav Ashi Havalei Abba Bishalnaya. So apparently, Rav Ashi owned a bunch of trees in Shalnaya. So Azal Lemikzei b'chalad demoada, and he wanted to cut them down on Cholamoid. So Amalei Rav Shila Mishalnaya Rav Ashi. So Rav Shila said to him, "Adatech, what do you hold? Right, what's your pshat?" Right, the Kama Rav Chanan Amarav quotes Mada Adam Deko b'moed Alpha Pisha Ein Tzarich Ela Nazar Shelo. If you tell me you're following this halacha, that someone's allowed to cut down a tree, even though he only needs, right, the leftovers, the sawdust. So I light the Abaye. Abaye cursed anybody who follows Zalacha. So Amalei said to him, Lo Shmile. Well, he said, I didn't hear about that. Kalomar, in other words, Lo Spirely. What he really meant was, I had a hold of that. That's ridiculous. Right? I had a hold of this. So Yishtamit Narga, Boy Lemifsike Lashake. So sure enough, Vashi went to chop down a tree, and the axe head slipped, right? It almost took his leg off. And so Shavke Vahadur Asa. So Vashi was like, okay, fair enough. You win, Abaye, okay, put down the axe, and slowly backed away. Rav Yehuda, Shara Lamikar Kisna, Ulmikdal Kushusa, Ulmikar Shumshame. Rav Yehuda allowed these three things to be done in Cholamoid. Let's see, Kisna is flax, and Kushuta is what do you make beer out of? Hops, thank you. And Ulmikar Shumshame, obviously, is to Shumshum, right? That's to take a sesame to cut off the plants on Cholamayim. So Amrlei Abayler of Yosef said, Bishlam HaKusna, I understand the flax, Chazir L'Chafifa, right? You can use it, right, to cover some stuff, right? To use it to cover, you know, to insulate or to cover other things. Right, there's some sort of use for it. Kishusa Nami, so too the hops, like the Shichra, to make beer. Right, but El Shumshami, but these sesame seeds, so the Maya Chazi, right, what's the deal? Why are you taking these sesame seeds? Apparently they needed to be processed. I know nothing about sesame seeds. Pashas is they needed to be processed and they could not do it on Cholamoid. So what's the deal? You're basically reaping them or harvesting them or taking them, cutting them down, right, so you could use it after Cholamoid. So he says, Chazi Lenezie, the isbu, they're chazi for they're fit for some of the seeds. Some of the seeds are already, I guess, processed. I guess you can crack open the plant and get and use the seeds right away. So then that's obviously able to be used on cholamoid. Rabbi Yane Havilei Ahu Pardesa, they had a pardesa, he had an orchard. Demata zimni b'cholat demoada, right? And he wanted its time came on cholamoid, which means that it was time to pick. Right, the fruits became ripe on cholamoid, and sure enough, katvei. Sure enough, he went and he picked them. So l'shana, right, the next year. Shayua kuli alma lepardesayu. Everybody went down to their orchards. Lechol demoad on cholamoid. Meaning they all went and they kind of picked their fruit on cholamoid, right? Based on what Rabbi Yane had done. So it's akri Rabbi Yane lepardesay hahushasa. So Rabbi Yane, when seeing that, right, he made his whole pardes, his whole orchard hefker, right? And he didn't benefit from it because he realized that he had made a mistake, and he wanted to show, right, that you know, that even though perhaps in his situation it would have been mutter, because again it was the pashtus, it was davar aved, where once, right, as once fruit becomes ripe, right, it's either going to fall off the tree and fall and become, right, unusable, right, you got to pick it. So even though Enichanami, Rabbi Yani, didn't do anything wrong, but again, he had to hold himself to a higher standard. That's what we've been seeing throughout the entire daf, right? Sometimes Adam Chashev Shiny, and therefore he kind of like did amends to make sure that everybody would learn that you're really not supposed to pick your orchards or whatever on Chol HaMoed unless there's really a davar, davar ha'avid. Okay, Shkoyek Adorah Bosai, pretty long daf today, but we'll start tomorrow with the new Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.